pay back a medical school scholarship, Dr. Karen Gedney was required to work 4 years in an underserved area, and she got assigned to the Northern Nevada Correctional Center back in the 80s. It's a medium security facility outside of Carson City. Gedney ended up staying her whole career. She says the job was a calling that provided her the chance to be a real healer. Her new book, 30 Years Behind Bars, chronicles her experiences as a prison doc, and KUNR's Holly Hutchings spoke with her about it.
Dr. Karen Gedney, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Holly, for giving me the opportunity.
So at the prison, you could have left after 4 years. What made you want to make it a lifelong career?
I had the unique ability, if I needed 1 minute with a patient or 1 hour with a patient, I made that decision based on medicine, not on overhead in trying to run an office or making a profit for hospitals. And that's the type of medicine that I enjoyed. The word doctor in Latin really means teacher. And for me to teach them how to take care of themselves, I mean, to teach a guy to actually exercise and throw away his cigarettes and things like that, and then see how good they felt when they dropped 30 pounds and they didn't have to take the diabetic pills anymore and things like that. That's what I really enjoyed. And when you're a prison doc, you take care of these guys for years. For some, I saw when I took care of them in their 20s. When I left, they were pushing, 60, right? And they would complain to me about the youngsters and how they don't show no respect. And I would have to remind them, yes, well, I remember when you were like that, right? So I watched them grow up in the prison.
You were asked to be the doctor on an execution.
Correct.
And you declined.
Yes, I did.
What made you do that? And did anybody give you any flack for sticking to your guns with that one?
Yes, to all those sorts of questions. I get called up from central office and they said, hey, we're going to have this execution and you have to write the drugs for the execution. And I said, no. I'm a doctor. I took a Hippocratic oath. It was the first phrase is first do no harm. And for me to write drugs so you can kill someone is not in my job description that I see. They would say, well, our last doctor did it for us. You have to. I grew up with a mother who grew up in Germany under the Nazis. And I'm way too aware of people who follow orders just because they're told to follow orders. Being part of an execution was not something I felt I wanted any part of. You know, if you take care of patients for years and then you're called in to execute them is not acceptable to me.
Do you see any positive changes happening right now in the Nevada prison system?
They have an assistant warden now, Lisa Walsh. Lisa and I, many years ago, tried to get a hospice unit started in the prison, and it just didn't fly. And she contacted me a month or two ago and said, hey, Karen, the hospice unit is finally running in the prison. We're going to have a grand opening, and I want you to come. And that was wonderful to be able to go in the prison and see that hospice unit that they put together, and also to see the inmates who I knew very, very well, who had little green scrub suits on with hospice assistant on the back. They were so proud of themselves, and this will give them so much purpose helping other guys who are dying. And on the beds, they had really hospital beds, I mean, good mattresses, not the iron, bed with the an inch lumpy mattress. I mean, the beds were good. And at the end of each bed, inmates had crocheted bright little blankets for them. Oh, it was so cute.
And we'll have to leave it there, although I know we've only scratched the surface of your book, 30 Years Behind Bars, Trials of a Prison Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Gedney. Listeners can learn more by going to KUNR.org. I'm Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.